Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Cambridge, Maryland, on the west coast of the Chesapeake Bay at the FEI Group annual meeting, and I'm with Jay Smith, president, and Graham Howerton, vice president, who focuses on the multifamily business. You guys doing okay?
Doing great.
Doing well. Thank you, Kemp.
I know FEI Group has got a broad scope now on almost all interior finishes, but let's focus on flooring. You have about 100 flooring contractor members. 50 are focused in the single-family builder market, and 50 are focused in the multifamily. Is that still the count?
Absolutely. That's about where we are. It doesn't quite get to the coverage we have because some of these guys are pretty big boys and in a lot of markets. But yeah, in terms of the actual numbers, that's where we are, and it's pretty vibrant right now, too. People are business is good.
And this is your 18th meeting, right?
Hard to believe. Time flies, but it is. Yeah. It's our 18th time of throwing this shindig.
So we're in the first day, and people are just coming in today. This is a good time for me to catch you guys. I know that some of the topics that you've got on the agenda are probably addressing some of the key issues that the market is facing. So why don't you give me just a quick rundown on some of the things that's going on at the meeting?
Absolutely. Well, we try to work on the whole business. That's when we get together. We only do this once a year, and we try to work on the whole business and give our members a blend of outside experts, of expert panels, of networking member to member, which is something they really enjoy, and hit on the topics that matter today. And so we think we have a really good blend at this year's conference, and we'll be kicking it off, for instance, with one talking about business culture. The title's Culture Wars, How a Distinctive Company Drives Success Through Culture. And we have a panel that John Weisenbaker Jr. is on that panel. Dave Giesling is on that panel. Don Meyer from Armstrong is on that panel, and Drew Tavs from our Kitchen and Bath division is on that panel. And we're gonna really get into not just what a successful culture looks like, but how to drive it. Literally, what are the actions you take? Because we see in our business, because we are surrounded with so many successful companies, that it's not just the blocking and tackling. You have to do that. It's how do you set yourselves apart, and that's done via culture and values and driving it every day in your business. And we're going to get into that. It's just one example. Graham, I'm sure, has others.
For sure. There's another great session this same day, just to kick things off, called Transition, Succession, and Happily Ever After. And we've brought a really knowledgeable, well-versed outside speaker in for this session. We have so many of our businesses that are both family businesses, extended family businesses, and then we have ones that are run like, you know, really big corporations that you might find in any other market category. So they're complex, deep businesses, and we've got a guy coming in that's going to be just fantastic speaking about the transition, succession plans, doing it the right way. So many businesses get in trouble by not having a plan in place. And this is a perfect way to reach a big group of our members inside of our group.
It sounds to me like, as normal, you're focusing more on the software than you are on the hardware, right?
Well, Andy Hogan would take exception to that, who runs our supply side, because we are, as we talked about earlier, over our 18 years, we have grown, and we are a powerful organization with a national footprint and scope and scale to match. And we do try to leverage that in ways that help our independent contractors. It is a tough world out there. Their competitors are large. Their customers are large. Their suppliers are large. And what we try to do is aggregate that power in ways that help our member. And we have great suppliers that assist us with that. So that we do not, anybody that knows the FEI group knows, we do not shy away from that. It's a big, important part of what we do. And it will be manifest tonight at our big Supply Connect trade show, where it's, you know, literally a who's who from the industry will be here, and some very, very good business will be done tonight.
I noticed just in Atlanta that we're seeing on the multifamily side where Post has sold to the other big apartment operator. So that's consolidation. Are we seeing that nationwide?
More and more of that's happening, Kemp. There are bigger and bigger players on the customer side, just like there are on the supply side and the flooring contractor or cabinet contractor side. So everyone's growing, every segment's growing, and there has been and will continue to be more consolidation in the multifamily segment as well. Yeah, it's happening every day.
All right, so we just look across both sectors and start thinking about the membership. Talk a little bit about their health and how they're doing this year.
Good. In a word, good. Yeah, the builder side, the home solutions guys are having a very good year, very robust. Labor situation, while still acute, has what I would call leveled out. It's a level where it's still, an everyday issue our guys are fighting through, but we're doing that well. Schedules are accommodating the realities on the street, and business is good, and backlogs are good going into the fall, and this nationally speaking, and I'll let Graham speak to the multifamily.
You know, we're getting close to the point, Kent, where we can finally sort of take a deep breath on the multifamily side. Once we get to the end of September, really starts to smooth out for us. Our busy season, of course, is from May to September, and we do a whole lot of work in the multifamily, student housing, military housing segments over those months. So we're finally getting to maybe take a deep breath or two, work on our businesses a little bit now instead of just in them like we have for the last 3 months. So it was a really strong, really busy summer. We're excited to have had a good year and sort of be through the chaos.
I interviewed the chief economist with the NAHB recently, and we talked about these two sectors, and he was talking about how multifamily, while still ticking up just a little bit, is starting to level off, might come down just a little bit, and he's calling for single family to grow, you know, robustly 12 to 15% through 18. Is that what you guys are seeing as well?
Well, we like his prediction there. Yeah, we do see that. I'm sure he's talking about starts on the multifamily side, and they've been so incredibly robust for years now that we do see that beginning to plateau, no question about that, so we agree there. In terms of the prognostication and the builder, I have nothing to disagree with about what he said, although we're hesitant to go on the predictive index on that. Population is growing. Jobs are good. And we think that is the key. That's what we look at now. Now, we do see a shift in how folks are living going forward. And we think both sides are going to be good, but that mix may be a little different going forward because folks are not getting married and having children in the way that they used to, and that tends to favor multifamily. And we're seeing that. And, of course, the home ownership percentages show that very clearly. And we think that's a trend that's likely here to stay, at least till the midterm. Yeah.
As we go back just for a quick second, I'm a question to ask you about the health of the membership. You know, on the residential replacement side of the business, we're seeing a little bit of softness this year, and a lot of people are blaming it on election year jitters. So that's not really affecting you guys, is it?
Our business is good. Our business on both sides, you just heard Graham say that, you know, this summer was blowing and going for the multi guys. The builder guys, largely speaking, are having a great year, and are most of them are up in a double-digit realm. It's not so robust that it's not sustainable. We like the pace, and we certainly hope we're going to see more of the same next couple of years.
I mentioned we're at the Hyatt Chesapeake Bay. How many people are coming to this meeting?
We'll have record attendance for FEI Group this year. We'll have over 450 attendees across all four groups and our supply partners. So a new world record for us, which we love. And the reason that we have that many of our partners attending is this is one of the times, and maybe the biggest block of time in every year, that our members get to work on their businesses instead of in their business. I mentioned that earlier. But it's really, really important. Sometimes we have to sort of push them and cajole them to do that. But now's the time to come here, spend a little time on the hardware like you spoke about related to supply. And then the rest of the time is really about working on your business.
All right, great. It's good to spend time with you guys. Again, been talking to Jay Smith, the president, and Graham Howerton, the vice president, focused on multifamily of the FEI Group, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.